Thanks for listening to Casualty Friday on the Fangoria Podcast Network. I'm Felissa Rose, and before we get into this episode, I want to tell you all about Fangoria Magazine. Fangoria Magazine is better than it ever has been. Each issue includes set visits from the newest movies, both the blockbusters and the indies, deep dives into your favorite flicks from all decades, and of course, the signature insight that you've come to expect from the world's best horror and cult film magazine. Subscribe today and get a new Fangoria sent straight to your door every 3 months. And once you finally open up that envelope, you'll also find that Fango is now a beautiful deluxe 100-page deep dive into horror. You'll never find these articles online. It's print only, just like the good old days. Go to Fangoria.com and use the promo code Friday for 15% off your first year of Fango. That's Fangoria.com. And I want to tell you all about Shudder. I love Shudder. Shudder has the largest, fastest growing, human curated selection of thrilling and dangerous entertainment. It truly is the Netflix of horror. There are new spine-tingling thrillers, shocking horrors, and edge-of-your-seat suspense added weekly. With Shudder, you have unlimited access to stream ad-free on all your favorite devices. Sign up at Shudder.com.
Fangoria presents Casualty Friday.
Welcome back to Casualty Friday, your place for all types of horror craziness. We're your hosts,
Kane Hodder,
Felissa Rose.
I'm Tiffany Shepis. You're listening to Casualty Friday on the Fangoria Podcast Network. And this week we're trying something different. Not because we ran out of horror topics. There's a billion things about blood and guts and dismemberment and all types of bullshit. But the exciting thing that you all want to know and a game that you can play along with is 20 questions. 20 questions with your favorite horror hosts on the Fangoria Podcast Network. We have them. Some of you wrote some in. Some of you didn't. Some of them we made up.
We know nothing.
20 questions.
We're like dumb and dumber. We're dumb and dumber on the Fangoria Podcast Network.
I say I'm just dumb.
And I'm dumb.
And we agree. No,
thank you.
But we have questions. We have questions. They're silly questions, but you guys should play along at home. Boy. It usually is a drinking game. We don't have anything to drink here. Drink? Oh, you guys can drink. You can take a shot every time the answer is yes.
Yeah, go. So we, on the Fangoria Podcast Network, we have a bar, and Kane right now is turning to our...
Well, they can see him if they're watching the YouTube channel.
When you come in to be a guest on the show, what are we drinking?
What should we drink? What is that? Stoli. So I said slowly.
You can either take a shot or you can answer the question. If you don't want to answer the question, you have to take a shot.
See, you at home. Oh, get your alcohol ready. I like this game.
So therefore, maybe we could add in some sex questions. If you don't want to answer the question at all,
you have to do a shot.
You have to do a shot.
Well, we want to drink, so we might have to.
Yeah, I mean, you guys could just drink if you prefer.
Yeah, I can't answer that.
So, first one, it's an easy question. Listeners at home, first question. Ever jumped out of an airplane?
No.
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 I jumped out of a helicopter.
And we're bored.
Oh, jumped out of a helicopter.
Oh, that's... You should drink when you say yes.
Huh?
Let's do it that way. So you drink when you say yes. You said yes.
You said yes, yes to drink?
Yes,
now,
to drink.
Come on. I have to drive all of us somewhere after this, so I'm just going to pretend
here. Cheers, Fangoria Podcast Network.
So you've jumped out of a helicopter. That's really cool. Do you care to elaborate on this for us?
I mean, I think I talked about it before. It was on a movie called Fair Game with Cindy Crawford Billy Baldwin.
That's kind of cool.
And I was one of four stunt people that came in on a helicopter over a moving train. And we had to jump out one by one from the helicopter to the top of the moving train.
I could never do that. I could never, ever do that. I mean, you literally couldn't pay me enough money to jump out of a perfectly good airplane
and
helicopter.
And this is where, it seems like I talked about this, but where the study of physics is so important in the stunt business, because we discussed it. There was three stunt guys and a stunt girl. And we had to, one by one, jump out. But we couldn't figure out, and just try to picture this. When we jump out of the helicopter and hit the train, since the train is moving forward, is it going to kick us back?
Oh, shit.
Because the train's moving quickly, too. And we kept going back and forth. I don't think it will, but and it has to somehow. But until we did it the first take, and we had to do it five fucking times.
Yeah, no. No, thank you.
And at night.
Zero shot I would do that.
And the best part was we did it three takes, and then we broke for lunch. It was Tony Scott directing.
Wow.
And we thought, okay, I guess we're probably done. While we're eating our meal, it starts fucking raining.
God, Jesus Christ.
And we're thinking, oh, God, no, don't do it to us. And they end lunch and said, we got to go back and do it again. So now we had to have a wet helicopter, wet train, and do it two more times.
Yeah, no.
You're done.
Thank you.
But,
finished.
But what's your impression of what happened when we hit the train?
That you'd slide.
Like a banana?
I don't mean because of the rain, but just because the train's moving forward, did it kick us back or not?
Absolutely.
No. I think maybe you went forward.
No. If you think about it.
The way you're.
Okay, so train's coming.
If you're jumping out and the train is moving.
But if you jump out of that flying helicopter. Which
so wait, just what happened? What happened?
Go the same as a moving
I want a
train.
Drink. What happened?
When you jump out, you don't jump. You don't fall straight down. You're moving forward, so you fall this way.
Oh, like an angle.
And you hit the train at the same speed, so it was like. Both were stationary.
Oh, that's kind of crazy.
So it made it a lot easier once we did it the first time.
But then it was raining.
But anyway, so that's never jumped out of a plane, which I was never against the idea, but never did it.
Huh. All right. That's crazy. Listeners, play along if you're on your way to work. Would you spend the night in a mortuary just for fun?
Yes.
Yes.
No! The fuck is wrong with you two?
It's fun.
There's like embalming fluid. There's human shit.
That's why.
Shit.
It's interesting.
There's dead people.
What?
There's zombies.
That's the bathroom here.
And would you sleep in there for fun?
Oh, yes.
Well, but, you have on an airplane.
And I would think it would be more fun to do it alone, too. Not with someone else.
Just okay. Because you're like a ghost hunting. Like, do you think that there'd be more like activity in there?
Definitely. There should be.
Well,
why? Their soul left where they died, not in a mortuary.
Right, but if there's loads of human shit there, like you said, there must be spirits.
There's something going on.
But whenever I've gone on ghost hunts, I've always gone to the creepiest place and always by myself. Because that's the only time to feel any kind of
tension. Okay, this isn't one of my questions, but a topper to this question. So y'all would sleep in a mortuary. Would you sleep in one of the drawers?
No.
You know, there's like drawers in the wall like that. They put the body.
I mean, crazy. I doubt I would sleep, but I would get in it just to
hang
out.
I would
get
in it, but I wouldn't sleep in
you
there
guys
in the
are
drawer.
Like bad karma galore. There is like
bad
that is
karma.
Insane.
I think it's time for a drink, is it not?
I think it's time
Come
for
on.
Us to get in the drawer of the
Fuck
coffin
that.
And do a shot.
Hey, that's
Fuck
real. That's not water.
That. Oh my God. Like really, like there's not a part of you that's like, oh man, that like crazy wow. ass spirit's gonna attach himself to me and come home to me
Holy
and my family.
Crap.
Well, yeah, I didn't think about that part, but
or the plague.
Or the human shit.
The man
the human
who was on
shit.
The floor in the
massive
bathroom
amount of human
on a plane.
Shit.
I don't think he minds the drawer and
y'all are in.
Wow.
Okay, what's
Same.
Question number three?
Ever shot somebody? For real?
No.
I'm going to say no.
No.
You
there
thought about it for a while.
There was some
Did you
hesitation.
Like, was there a BB gun situation even?
Was
like
there...
like a bow and arrow? Have
no,
you ever shot
BB
someone?
Gun.
Shot someone with a BB gun?
Yeah.
What's shooting someone?
It, right below the eyeball. But, you know.
I mean,
I never admitted it was me because there were several of us with the guns.
Well, sorry.
No.
In the same way that I.
Barry Bostwick, it was Kane.
I.
Was it Barry?
I did stab my friend.
Hey, that's not a question.
Oh, all right. Okay, yeah. Sorry. So, shooting, just that was it. We were all shooting around each other, and I jokingly, I was pretty young. I was like.
45.
Know, eight.
He was last week, yeah.
And I pointed mine
he was 78.
At my friend thinking, oh, that'd be... Oh, shit, I was just aiming.
Was he okay?
But, yeah. Nate gave him a nice mark.
I got shot in the ass with a BB gun once. It fucking hurt. And I thought I got like shot because like out of nowhere, it was somebody from a window in like our block in New York, some kids fucking around, shot me from the window, hit me right in the ass. Perfect aim, by the way. Way to go, dude.
That's a pretty good shot.
From far away. But I actually thought like something, like I didn't know what it was. Like first like thought is like, did someone shoot me? Like, did I get hit with a rock? Like,
ooh.
And then like I like felt it and it was like, you know, the size of a BB and I saw a BB on the ground. I was like, motherfucker, I shot by a BB gun. That sucks. Getting hit with paintballs hurts too.
Yeah, that hurts. Definitely. Yeah.
So anyone at home, if you've been shot with a BB gun,
call us.
Let us know. Let us know about it. Text us in. You should tweet these to us.
Yes.
The things that have happened to you. All right. Have any of you guys ever eaten an animal besides the norm? Beef, pork, chicken. Something weird.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I was in Florida. What is it that... There was something.
Turtle?
Look at she is so disgusted by us. Every answer, yes. What the fuck is with you two? Oh.
I vomit. You guys are vile.
All of these answers were going to be no.
Oh, it was crocodile.
What?
Crocodile.
Oh, yeah. I've had that.
That's so great. Yeah.
It's good?
In Florida. It's a delicacy. And when we shot Camp Twilight... Yeah, I had him on a stick.
But no, don't they make like a crocodile?
Don't we have to drink when we say yes? No, it was crocodile, and it was interesting because I had never had that before, and we were filming in the area, and our producers took us and said, oh, why don't you try
It's pretty
this?
Common down there.
It is very common.
And well, there's a lot of...
I thought it
tasted
aren't
they gators?
Like tough chicken.
It tastes like tough chicken,
aren't they gators
definitely.
In Florida, not crocodiles?
Well,
that's
what it really is.
It really is.
Alligator. Yes. So
it really is something different than I just said it was.
No, you're right. You're right. It wasn't crocodile.
But we're drunk, so we just want to say yes. We just want to say yes to everything.
And you have as well, but you don't want to elaborate on it.
No, I mean, that's no big deal to eat gator down in...
Oh, it's just gator. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
Gator. Nothing else weird.
Earthworms.
Shut up.
Come on. You
know
that's weird because I have to give my lizard worms, and they are strange when they're in your hand, when you're touching them. So I can't imagine what they're like when
in
you
your mouth,
eat.
And they're moving.
They're
Remember,
moving.
I had
it's
to
weird
do it.
To even hold them.
I did it in that movie Prison.
That's right.
So I had the worms in my mouth, and then, you know.
You had something weird in Extremity.
No, I didn't put that shit in my mouth. I was holding a cockroach with a glove, and I put it in Nick Principe's mouth.
You had a little bit of the hissing cockroach.
I put it in Nick Principe's mouth, but then he was going to chew him up, and then we all felt bad for the giant cockroach, and he didn't, so it just crawls around on his face.
Oh, Principe bitched out is what
you're saying? No, he was going to do it. We all actually, I think I
was
going to gross out.
He was
doing it.
It was disgusting.
Chris Principe thinks he's a tough guy. I want him to come in on this show, I'm going to fucking eat a cockroach with him.
All right, you heard it right here, folks. Nick Principe, you've been called out.
Love you.
Nick laid to rest Principe, you've been called out. So,
Did you?
I want to say I had some turtle soup once in the Bahamas.
That's not exotic, is it?
I think turtle a turtle
soup?
Is fucking exotic.
It's a little bit on the gator side.
You know, you can't just go to 7-Eleven and get a fucking turtle. It's like kind of exotic.
It is. We're sorry.
Anyway, it was kind of gross.
For all the animal lovers.
I think I ate one of those conch fish things, like in the big shell, so I could be like, hello, I could hear the ocean.
I could see you, yeah.
I had one of those.
Couple of cocktails.
That was disgusting, too. So, yeah, I like very normal fucking, like a hamburger.
This is for the turtle soup.
Yeah, the poor turtle.
That is smooth.
Would you guys be, if asked, on Naked and Afraid?
Yes, it's my favorite show.
I think it's the most ridiculous fucking show. I do because
let's agree to disagree.
Well, listen.
It.
No, let's debate
real.
This.
Is it real?
Agree.
Debate it.
Is it real?
You'll agree when you hear my reason.
Okay.
Naked and Afraid on the entire episode and it's fucking blurred. What's the fucking
what
point?
Are you, well, the fact that you're naked. Forget about the cameras.
Put it
you're
on a network where you can show the jungle. That they're naked, you're not naked. Fucking blur it.
The purpose is like a mosquito's going to fly into your vag, or like you're going to have to wipe your ass with poison ivy.
All
like,
night long.
You're in a, to do it seeing I mean, the junk flap around.
Well, I know, but it you're loses in a hut the whole thing, doesn't that, it?
Not, for who?
You're just there. You're it's just not like poor. A pervert. You're
naked
pervert.
And afraid, but it's not really naked.
I think what it is Kane thought he was going to watch some like weird, like scary porno and was like, wait, what is this shit?
Yeah,
I love the idea of it, but fucking put it on a network where you can show what it really is.
So would you be on, you would never be on it?
No.
Okay. Would you?
No, fuck no. Please, I won't eat your
she's
cockroaches.
She's not
going
to have a yes
worms.
Answer to any of these.
I've noticed.
That's not true. I haven't eaten anything weird. I'm really sorry.
You would do it?
I watched that show. Funny enough, I started watching while we were filming Camp Twilight in Florida because we had a lot of night shoots in Florida.
While eating those crocodiles?
No, it was just dark and scary. And I kept saying, wow, imagine if we were all naked, we'd be afraid. This is interesting. I love the show. And yeah, I'd love to try it. I'm always up for a challenge. It's challenging.
Why not just
you challenge your mind, body, and soul. You have to really be on that program. And you have to love your partner.
And
figure out how to eat and how to live.
I don't think I want to challenge my whole.
You do.
It's nasty, man.
You would go on with
soul.
It. Could you imagine if it were the horror edition and we could go on?
Oh, man. I mean,
the horror edition.
But
could you imagine if we went on?
It's all just still terrifying. Like, I mean, why?
Should we go on?
Why do that? You live in a perfectly nice house.
Right,
why go live on,
the
in the fucking wilderness?
Find berries and twigs.
Even on a network where they could show it, they would look at me and say, and go ahead and blur it.
And I don't buy it. Like, you two, like, angry when you haven't had an Uncrustable in an hour. Like, you're going to be on Naked and Afraid having to find a twig.
Cranky.
Got
to wipe my ass with a fucking stick.
We get cranky when we know that. Uncrustables, you need to sponsor our
show.
So, yeah,
we
love
you. I don't think I could be on Naked and Afraid. I feel like I would try it, and I'd be like booted off an island. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be asked to leave immediately when I'd be like, I can't eat shit. I'm going to die here. This sucks.
You'd worry.
Something flew into my vagina. I don't like this
you'd
place.
Worry the whole
home.
Time. You'd be like, oh, I got the cut. Did I have a tetanus shot? Am I going to get rabies?
I feel my arms getting numb. Acid rain got in my eye. Like, it's just
like,
terrible. I feel like I'd be that unlucky, though. I'm pretty unlucky. I'd be that person, like those poor people that go into one river and they're one out of a billion that gets the brain like that worm.
Do your shot.
They get that worm. Would or have you ever had sex in a cemetery?
No.
I think so.
Oh.
And that sounds fucked up.
That you can't remember.
I feel like
you were drugged.
I was drugged with a ghost. It was like the entity. No, I think like as a teenager, like the makeout spot was one cemetery and a golf course. So I don't think I had sex, but I think I definitely fucked around in a cemetery. Like got pretty damn close.
You need to drink.
It was drinking on yes.
Yeah.
Well, mine was like a maybe.
What is that?
Because I don't need to drink to be exciting. Unlike my co-stars.
Unlike Dumb and Dumber.
We're not.
This is
we're
a totally
not entertaining unless we're
random we're Fangoria listener question. Do you enjoy camping?
I do. I love camping. I actually went to Timothy Bottoms Ranch
that's
in Central
cool.
California, and I had to pitch my tent, and we swam in the beautiful in the lake. He just had an incredible adobe, and we stayed there. I stayed in the tent, but we got to shower in there. It was beautiful.
And when I was a kid, when I lived in Reno, we went camping every weekend.
Did you?
I mean, real camping. Like,
so your answer is yes?
Yes. My answer is yes, I would.
See,
I always did.
For years and years and years, I was completely against it. And like, I think just, I don't know, just being raised in New York and my mother didn't take us camping. So I just knew nothing of it. And I thought the idea of it is sort of like I said with Naked and Afraid, like,
why would I leave a perfectly nice bed to go sleep on the fucking floor in a dirty place? But let me tell you, like, years later, we went, first time was like a glamping experience.
You had an RV?
No, we didn't have an RV, but it was like, you know, nicer tented area, and they had bathrooms and stuff like that, like nearby. And now with our kids, like how much they enjoy it, I've become a real fan. Cause like, and mostly just because we disconnect, like our phones all stay somewhere, or we don't have service. It doesn't matter. There's nothing like distracting anybody. Like you're literally playing cards together and
you're connecting,
drinking at night and cooking your food. It's just, there's something really, really communal and cool about it that I do like, but I think I couldn't be off the grid camper. Like I couldn't be like, we're in the middle of fucking nowhere and we have to only open cans. Like I have to have a little store.
So you've never been in a little tent?
We have, but there's a store nearby. There's like a little like a camp store. And I'm not crazy. I'm like you. I don't want to be fucking murdered in the middle of nowhere.
Well, oh no, it's beautiful and under the stars.
Once again, another thing that I never talked about, when I would go camping with my parents, we would stay in a tent. I had two sisters, but they're much older, so they were not interested in camping anymore by that time. I would spend the day panning for gold.
That's cool.
With my
That's
dad. Really cool. He was a big gold panner. We would go mine an area, put it through a sifter, and then pan it out.
Oh, you know, that's amazing.
It was so fun to find little flecks of gold.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Keep it in a little vial and yeah.
Our
and
son actually just asked for a metal detector. Because he's like, can you take me somewhere that I can find like old coins? And I was like, sure. But I feel like, damn it, now we have to go camping to do that. Like the camping.
Not really.
No.
Go to historic sites.
Any beach.
Or the beach.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting though. Like, you know, because a lot of people would think like people that make horror movies, especially ones involving camps, would be like, hell no, like not my thing. But you know, you guys are clearly the opposite.
Every weekend.
Would you eat a sample of human flesh for $100,000?
Yes. Is
that
human flesh?
No.
Like a little teeny piece of
a sample. I mean, it'd have to be a bite. It'd be, yeah, it'd be like a.
It's a 1 inch.
That would bother you?
It'd be an ounce. An ounce.
No.
An ounce.
You would probably do without the 100,000.
I could not do it.
I think I would. I think I would.
You definitely would.
I feel like I could. You know what I mean?
You need anything.
I feel like
you need human shit.
I would stick my tongue to it.
I thought that's what she was going to say.
Like I would do like a little sample. But like that's it. I couldn't chew
it. Like the movie Alive, how they all, some died on the plane and then the rest of the.
I think it's kind of, actually, I don't know. I think like the idea behind it is like, oh yeah, you could. I don't think you could. I think I'd hurl.
I'm gator.
Surprised that you're
Gator's
that
not a human.
Yes about it.
Really? Why?
Is it just
it's
for the money?
It's flesh.
It's a human. You'd be a cannibal,
like,
literally.
But I don't feel like it's that.
I'm pretty surprised.
I am too. And I'm really not ever going camping with you where you're going to end up fucking stranded and
I'm
hungry.
Really thinking about this.
Could flesh? I pick the area of the body?
No, it's just brought to you in a sample. You know someone died for it. I mean, maybe they weren't murdered or anything.
So I don't know them?
No, it's just a human. It's just a human.
That would make a difference. Oh, I know, Bob. I'll eat his fucking hip. I'll eat part of his ass.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like,
wow.
I think I'm gonna say I don't think so.
Really?
I feel like you might maybe
100 that. Maybe I'd ask for 500,000.
I would do it, but I'd have to swallow it whole.
No, you have to chew it up just like a goldfish. Oh, like geez. You have to chew that shit and show everybody. Ate him.
Boy,
I chewed that bitch.
I don't know.
And then when people are like, have you had exotic animal? You're like, I had human. Right. Top that shit.
I don't know.
Really.
Ooh.
I don't know. I'd have to research also the ramifications. Like,
is it illegal?
She's gagging.
Like, can you get AIDS after chewing like some human flesh? Is it sanitary?
It might be weird.
Yeah, it might be.
Maybe.
Might be a lot weird. Ugh. It's a human.
That's an amazing question, though.
Thank you.
And it's one to really think about.
Would you cage dive with sharks in the Galapagos?
No.
Easily, for sure. cage. You're in a cage, for fuck's sake. Oh, you're
in the cage? In the Galapagos Islands, though? Like, yeah, that's
you? I would say fine. No. I would say no. That I don't like.
So easily.
No. I would have said
I'll
yes
eat
before.
Someone, but I won't go into
until
the
we
cage.
Got, we just recently, I bought Sean for our anniversary because we're romantic. Virtual reality. Oh. So it's like he could be in another world, not me.
Wow, that is romantic.
So fucking romantic. But I bought him, I forget what it's called, something quest, virtual reality, and there's a cage dive in it. And that shit is so real that, like, literally I ripped it off and screamed. And I was like, there was a thought for a minute. Ooh. I was like, I would do that. That sounds so cool. And after being too afraid.
No, I would never. Room, see, I know that I wouldn't be able to do that. I feel like as actors, we could put ourselves in that situation. That's why the whole eating flesh is, I'm still on that, trying to put myself in that position. But I would never go in with sharks.
But in doesn't a cage ma- where they can't get
it
to
it doesn't matter.
But they could maybe.
That makes the excitement.
That's something between the water that I'm a bit nervous about anyway and the sharks. Anything could happen. It just feels very unsafe.
I definitely would go on the boat to the Galapagos and be on
and
the top part.
And she push you.
No, I'd be on the top part. But then I also know watching you go down, I'd feel like a real pussy, like that I didn't. And I'd probably be mad later. But
so you do it?
I'd want to be there, but I couldn't. I don't think I could go in the cage.
I think that's an easy yes.
This is a question all the Fangoria podcast listeners have always wanted to know. Are you double jointed?
I was as a child. I haven't really, like, you know, done anything lately that would say I am today.
I don't think that's actually a real
thing. I don't think
thing.
That's a question.
No, I don't think that's a real thing. I don't think there is such a thing.
I used to be able to take my legs and put them behind my head.
Yes, but that's flexibility.
Oh, it's not double jointed?
I think it is a thing.
The listeners out there, check and give us some
response. We need a bone doctor.
I think it's not a real thing. It's a misconception for many years. I don't think there is.
Yeah, like can you put like your...
You're just flexible.
Flexible?
Yeah.
But I mean, I could do like the arm thing where it goes like all the way. Yeah. That's flexible.
I don't think there is
bone
double jointed.
He doesn't seem to think.
I could be wrong.
So clearly you're not.
You seen Cirque du Soleil?
Not fucking flexible.
Cirque du Soleil has all of those incredible performers who do.
So you think they're all double jointed?
I do think that
they just they put out that casting call for double jointed acrobats.
I think so.
I don't think so.
I kind of think that exists, dude.
I do too.
Why wouldn't they have wouldn't have Mythbusters by now? Like, we finally found out the
there's
question.
No such thing.
We've all wanted to know.
Adam ruins everything. Tell us about
Adam.
Did you ever see that show?
What?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I love that show on True TV. Adam ruins everything.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And so we should myth bust the entire notion that there are people who are double jointed or not.
And have them on.
And we should be on it.
And we should have the show. Shows.
So Adam shows. Ruins everything. Call us.
Ever been in a bar fight?
I would say limitedly, yes.
Oh boy, that's a fun one.
I better drink that whole bottle.
Oh,
have
Jesus
you?
Christ.
In a bar fight, I've been in a fight that was
in a bar?
Outside of a bar.
Was it physical or?
Yes, it was very physical. And, It was something really dumb, too. It was like a girl came into the bathroom and she's like, your boyfriend's a this. And I was like, bitch, your boyfriend's a this. And she's like, what? And I went, what? And I took her head and I threw it into the sink. And then Renee,
nice.
Our friend who's a
wrestler,
came in and she's like, what the fuck? She's like, let go of her hair, Tiffany. I'm like, tell this bitch to shut the fuck up. And blah, blah, blah. Long story short, I let her go. I was like, all right, let's just go. Let's get out of here. And we get into the hallway and the chick tries to clothesline me. And she comes charging at me. And Renee, our friend, the wrestler, clotheslines the chick in the throat, knocks her down, and looks at me and goes, we should get out of here right now. That was it.
Wow.
That's a pretty good
one. Mine was, I was 18 and I was in New York. And my best friend's boyfriend was talking to some other girl. And I went over and I like punched him and slapped him in the face. And
punched
him?
Then
he came over. Yeah.
Wow.
I was pissed off and I'm loyal to my besties. So that was my... bar fight.
Nice.
Yeah. You know,
well, I'm sure you have 100.
No, I don't have 100, but I have.
He has
several.
97.
So. Actually, oh, well, here's a funny one, though. It has nothing to do with me, but I did get my husband punched in the face at a bar.
Ooh.
Because we're assholes and occasionally like to pretend we're other people, but not in a creepy, like, sex way. Like, it was just like, we were talking to a bunch of people at a bar, and I was like, he's just so mean all the time. And he's like, it's because you know, you deserve it, or blah, blah, blah. Like, said something
were
like.
Were you drunk?
Yeah, Jesus. We were drunk. But we were with friends that, like, knew our shtick was being funny, but there was a lady sitting here overhearing the shtick, and she goes, you shouldn't talk to her that way. Punch Sean right in the face.
Wow. Crazy, like,
and we were like, thank you so much.
We're out.
Yeah. I was like, we gotta go.
Bye.
Yes, I'm not gonna elaborate.
No, and
but
you can
I've you know, not many, but a number of times. But what I learned in anyone that's been in a situation similar knows that you never throw the first punch. Never.
Never.
Never. If you can hold back and make that other motherfucker throw the first punch, then
sure.
you're good.
You're golden.
Because you cannot go to jail because any witness will say, what happened? Well, he punched him and he knocked him out. Okay. Taking
That's
the first
right.
guy.
Yep.
So, yep. But, you know, boy, that Always. Goes back to when I was like 20 and in bars illegally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the That's fight right. I had with the clothesline, I think we were 19 years old. That's you know, right. it's like yeah. you try, you would
I
hope
18,
as an adult,
yeah.
you try not to have just
no,
random
I do
We're
try
all mature.
Not to.
Yeah. I try not to.
Guys are fucking assholes. Sometimes.
Well, yeah, but also, shit, fighting hurts. Like, at the end of the day, like, your knuckles hurt.
We're
your
adults.
Back hurts.
We're like,
we're not all double jointed like Felissa. Like,
double jointed. I'm telling you, you're going to find out.
Because I'm a vampire.
Is that- yes, I like the pirate. Like, yes, like
pirate
a.
Now. Pirate.
What was that? Have you ever been stalked?
I had a semi one.
That sounded weird.
Semi one. One who tried, I should say my husband, because he was really going after me like a stalker. But no, someone who then got a job as a special effects artist on a movie I did and then decided he'd be the one to drive me to my hotel room.
Oh,
and
shit.
Was in the hotel room for hours past what I wanted. And finally had to say, I'll just call the police. And, you know, but it's okay. Mm.
Wow.
I think I would say no.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of creepy people, but a stalker is pretty serious.
Yeah,
me.
That's
yeah,
why
and
I
that's
say
why,
that.
Like, mine too. It's like I've had situations that happened, and we talked about it on the show, like weird things that happened to them after. I've had people call the house numerous times, like back in the day when it was like house phone only and mm-hmm. they just get your number and mm-hmm. want to just talk. Yeah. And so that's stalkery behavior, but never, at least as far as I know, unless they're really good at it, like the guy in the bushes following me from place to place. A lot of us don't get that because we're so accessible at conventions and things.
Yeah.
That, like, it's so, like, what's the point? Like, yeah, you don't have to stalk me. You're right here.
I'll see them every weekend.
Every weekend, yeah. A different show. But thank God no one's had that. Ever cried over a movie, TV, job, lost, or gotten?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, actually cried.
I sobbed when I got the part of Angela in Sleepaway Camp. I remember I was in musical theater class, and it was the day we had to bring in a song. And for some reason, my song was, I'm sitting on top of the world. And for some reason, it collided with the fact that I had just received the contract for Sleepaway Camp. And it was so incredibly heartwarming that I got this part. I was singing the song and just busted out, bawling my eyes out. Like, wow, my life just feels as though something changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I cried out of true happiness.
That's pretty cool.
I don't think I have actually cried. I have nothing against showing emotion, you know, when it's
could
when
have
it's,
fooled us.
When it's warranted, but I don't think I've ever, I was so grateful to get the Jason part, but Beekler had told me throughout the process that it's going to be yours. So,
sure.
So
you're
wasn't,
prepared.
You know, yeah.
Not until you really get it, you don't know.
Right. No, you don't. But it wasn't such a thing where I had to audition and I was the one chosen. You know what I mean? So
I cried over not getting something, and it was not the particular part that it was like, oh wow, this is my dream role by any means. It was like a circumstance that I had auditioned for something, did a really fucking good job, and it was getting sent up like the ladder, like oversaw it, like past casting, going like two straight, like,
what was it?
EPs. And I didn't get it, so it doesn't fucking matter. But
we gotta know.
We
don't
have to know.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we curious.
Remember, you can't ask questions.
No, I know, but I thought I'd give it the old college try.
Friday. We're all honest.
It's Casualty
here.
Friday.
Anyway,
on
I didn't
the Fangoria
get it,
podcast
and I legit like cried because I thought I was like, why didn't it felt like it didn't get sent up to the right way, and I was like, do I look ugly? Like you go to like a self deprecating thing, because I knew the tape was so good that I was like, it must be because I. Like, did I get too fat?
Did you ever find out?
Sort of. That
was it a long time ago?
Yeah, that like I looked too similar to somebody else
on
the
show. Oh, yeah.
But it would have been a nice thing to have heard that rather than speculation, you know?
I've cried over not getting
it. But I did. I cried. I was like, because it was just a self, like, sabotaging thing where you're like, what is it? Like, you know, but you also know that with a million movie jobs, there's 100 reasons why somebody gets or doesn't get something, right. You know. Ever wish somebody luck over your own?
Yes.
Like, I hope you get it. It will not.
Oh, you're
help.
Talking about the business?
Or I mean, over your own luck. Like,
I wish that for my children every day, you know. But yeah, certainly if I feel as though someone else is better deserving and right for that, 100%. I've never felt in my career like that competitive thing that people try to pin against us. But that also comes from my philosophy in life. Like, you're only, and this is from when I was pretty young. I think I learned it in college. Like, I can only be my best and stay in your lane, and, you know, everybody else deserves what they deserve. There's nothing that what you get and what you do has nothing to do with anybody else.
Sure.
It's just a philosophy. I don't feel like a competitive nature in me.
Like, I remember when we were in Arizona and my husband was still, you know, doing like indie horror stuff. Mm-hmm. And I remember reading one of his scripts and it was like, you know, somebody needs to find this guy. Like, he's so good. And like, even though we knew a lot of people, it was like a different world to get like a writer director into something. And I remember going like out loud to myself, like, look, I've had a good little run of what I do. Like, if I need to get rid of my luck, give it to him. Like, and I remember saying that. And then like now I'm like, what the fuck? What was I thinking? Like, but, you know, I think you would do that for people you care about, right? Like your children, yourself, like your good friends. But like what I really meant was like another actor. Like, you're in a fucking room. You see them. They're probably fucking better than you for that part. Well, shit, let them get it.
I mean, I can't recall something specific with that, but certainly I know I have felt that way. And especially, like, I know with my producing, there might be a part for me, but I say, no, this person is better. So there's that.
Yeah, I can't think of a specific.
Would you gain 50 pounds for a role?
Absolutely not. I wore a fat suit in a film. I wouldn't do that. No. It's just too hard on your system, and I would be miserable because I'd never lose it. It would be hard.
Yes, I would. If the role was...
But I... All right, let me rephrase it for you. 50 fat pounds, not muscle. Because
yes.
You could bulk up.
I still would.
How about 200?
I don't think I could.
I feel like I like the brain in me, like the actor side, would want to, but I feel physically, like you said, about like my own health. Like, I think like my smaller frame would be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't be able to breathe. Like,
yeah, it's not great for your health, but
and then
the
to take
idea
it
of doing it, yeah, I would.
Sounds awesome. Yeah. Just eat a shit ton of pizza and
intellectually
booze.
It's exciting. I think physically it's just atrocious.
Can you sing?
I believe I can, but nobody else
does. I
believe
I can fly.
I am the shittiest singer. I wanted to be a musical theater actress. And I suck at singing, but I like to sing all the time. So fuck y'all.
I don't think I can, no.
Try it.
No. Let's hear it.
Try it.
Let's see you do
no,
it.
I'd have to
don't
do
go
it.
Breaking my heart.
I wouldn't if I tried. I like her don't duet is her just doing all of it.
No, I'm trying to see. I was compensating for him.
I'm going to do both ends of this.
It would be like me doing voiceover. I do a lot of voiceover, but it's never character stuff. It's gotcha. Always, you know, the low-voiced announcer type thing.
So you could do a Frank Sinatra. Song,
yeah, something like that. Oh.
Or Barry
not.
White.
Summer loving.
And what would I be called? Barry White? Is that? Remember that? That was an SNL character. Barry White.
Yeah, I'm like you. I love to sing. I don't think I'm any good at it, but our karaoke well, we like it. Is yeah, a lot of fun. Can fun. You play any instrument?
I can play a little piano. I live with a musician, so I'm always being taught. And it's funny that you mentioned this because so the answer is no. But on my bucket list is to learn, you know, an instrument of some kind really well.
Cool. I played trumpet in seventh grade. And I was fourth chair, I believe, out of four. Yeah, that was the worst, and I sucked at it.
Four? What he said, four could have been out of 20. We were like, yay.
Fourth chair out of four. And yeah, it wasn't very good, so no, I can't.
That's amazing.
I wish I could, though.
I played accordion when really? I was a kid. I had a teacher, his name was Mr. Vance, and he taught me accordion and the piano. And I was pretty good at piano for a long time, like by ear, but I can't read notes, which is weird because our kids can pick it up by ear too, which my grandmother also was able to, but we can't read any notes, but I can't remember how to
I
play accordion.
I played flute, but I can't, it was so fun.
At one time so, at band camp.
At band camp. At sleepaway camp.
At sleepaway camp. This one time. Was here.
What was that? She said skin flute. You
I
hear that? I don't
ever dress as a clown.
I just recently, I'm in a film called Kill Giggles, and they dress
Kill
me up.
Giggles.
And you're a clown?
And they have a flashback where the lead character, Ellie Church, turns around. I'm the psychiatrist, and I'm a clown. So it was cool. It was really amazing makeup. Spectacular.
Cool.
I'll show you later. Yeah.
I did something where
did you play Gacy?
Clown face. No, I never played Gacy, but I did wear a clown outfit and the big giant shoes to a Halloween party.
Yeah, I dressed actually it wasn't to that. No, my daughter wore that. I did actually. I don't think I ever dressed as a clown. I was thinking Mia did, and I was like, maybe that was my costume, but no, I don't think I have. Couple more questions. Ever lie about something and you regretted it for years?
Wow.
Yes. When I was in fifth grade, I smoked a cigarette in the bathroom, and that upset me so much. But I told my parents later on, but it sat with me. It was really heavy. Like, I remember the entire summer of fifth grade going into sixth grade, like, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I did that. And it was upsetting.
Go ahead. I'm going to think.
I don't know if I've told you guys this story before. And if I have, whatever. It's fucking weird. For some reason, at like 17, way too old to be telling a dumb lie like this, I told a bunch of people. And mind you, I picked up a phone in front of them and went, it's my agent. Oh. I just got offered a job with Jim Carrey. $1 million.
No, you did not.
Why?
How old are you? 17?
Like 16 or 17. Way too old to tell something really dumb. And I don't actually remember why. I was trying to press. And I remember, so I hung up and they said, $1 million. Like, why would they pay you $1 million? I'm like, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
Wow.
And it's like, I forget the circumstance why I would be trying to weirdly impress this group of people, but why would I come up with something so fucking dumb?
Why that they could find out?
That makes no sense.
But what was your story once you never did that?
I never saw those people again, so it didn't matter.
It was,
but it's one
a
of
night
those
out
that,
with
like,
Spielberg.
The embarrassment like sticks with it. Anytime it crops in my head, I'm like,
you're like, oh, cringy.
What was I thinking? Like,
I know.
Why would I make that up?
Well, clearly you wanted to impress a group of people. And I think that's a normal, healthy
$1 million.
I mean, that's extreme.
Oh, I have another one.
I think people do
I told somebody because I never took my SATs. And so I never knew anything about it. And because I left school before all that. And somebody asked me what I got on my SATs. And I was like, I did decent, like an 81.
Well, that's, they were like,
what, 81?
They were like, okay, great.
Settle down. Okay. That one doesn't bother me as
so
much.
You wrote, I think you get more just for writing your name.
Just showing up. You don't have to even do anything.
You don't even have to do it. I did decent. I got an 81. Decent. That's great. That's awesome.
I really can't remember any specific. I there has to be something, and I'll probably think about it. Tomorrow's episode, or something.
All right. Our last one, folks. Fangoria listeners, this isn't really that important, but what word makes your stomach turn?
Moist.
Come on.
Moist.
I got moist. Beige.
Beige. The beige doesn't bother me.
And engorged.
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 That's disgusting.
Moist is like a really bad one for me.
Damp's pretty bad too.
Damp is bad.
Moist. Just because they seem like they kind of smell.
Clench.
Like, clench. Queef is not a great word.
Clench.
Horny is weird.
Horny is a stupid word. But that doesn't make my stomach turn like engorged.
Engorged. Engulfed. Moist is the word.
Maybe can't think of any word.
He's a moist and engorged.
Maybe what is the word I always say? Exception. What is it?
Especially.
Is that make your stomach turn?
Especially.
I
mean, nothing makes me uncomfortable. I'm the guy that drinks a milkshake and returns it to the glass so I don't have to process it.
Churn. Churn's a disgusting one.
So churn is yucky.
Churn. Yeah, it's a little weird, yeah.
Well, now that we've moistened your ears
with
this conversation.
My husband has a lot. Like, he is the king of, don't say that. He doesn't like certain words. Moist is his number one. I can't remember. He has others that are.
Beige is shitty. Colors. I really hate the word beige. And beige is an ugly color. Beige. It's an ugly color. Nobody beige. Looks good in a skin suit.
Horny is just weird. I don't know why, though.
It's just dumb because it doesn't sound sexy. Like, horny is supposed to sound like
I'm
sexy,
so horny.
Like, fun word. Like, but it sounds just.
Not, it's like.
It sounds corny. Anyway, well, thanks for listening to the most ridiculously informative episode of Casualty Friday.
You
learned
a lot about
your
us.
Favorite hosts. Hopefully, you learned a lot about yourself. Hopefully, you can go home now and talk to your mom about engorgement and
how moist it is.
50 pounds, how moist it is.
How moist and horny you are.
Catch us next time.
Nice. Wow.
Casualty Friday, Fangoria Podcast Network.
We're all moist.
Casualty Friday is a Fangoria Podcast Network original, hosted and produced by Tiffany Shepis, Felissa Rose, and Kane Hodder. Executive producers Dallas Sanye, Phil Nobile Jr., Matt Mandarides, and Justin Martell. Produced by Natasha Pasetta. Associate producer Jessica Safa-Vamare. Art and design by Jason Koslerich. Sound recording and mixing by Ernesto Hurtado at Rebel Talk Network in Los Angeles. Music by John Brennan. For Fangoria, Brandon Wynardi, Rachel Wilson, Brandon Jones, Rob Galuzzo, James Wallace, Monique Jacques, and Anthony Bonds.